What?
Second half of a back-to-back, Patrick. I know you don't like to use excuses. Was that a tired club tonight?
Well, I mean, they were the better team tonight. I mean, they came out pretty strong, and they put a lot of pressure on us, and they got the momentum right at the start of the game, and they certainly deserve a lot of credit for their performance. I mean, I always think that the start of the game is the key when you're playing against a team that played back-to-back, and they did exactly what they had to do. And saying this, I mean, they deserve to win this game, but I think one of the reasons why we struggle a bit is the fact that we're struggling scoring goals. And obviously, I mean, we're taking chances at the wrong time. Like, example, at the end of the period, I mean, Varley kept us in the game. It was a 2-1 game, and then we kind of forced the play, and then by forcing the play, we end up having a face-off in our end, and they scored that third goal on that face-off. Then guys were tired, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it's a 3-1 game. Now, on a back-to-back game, it's very difficult to come back, and we didn't have a good game, that's all.
That Nathan MacKinnon wasn't playing a lot in the second half of the third period. Was that just because he wasn't playing? You weren't happy with the way he was?
I must have lost him in the rotation. I mean, I don't know what happened there.
Starting Nick Holden on the Duchesne line.
Yeah. We were trying to have three center. Max is not, I mean, he's capable of playing center, but we thought that against a team like theirs, back-to-back game, I wanted to play four lines as long as I could. And the fourth line, I mean, struggle right on the first shift. They gave the goal. They gave up four shots. I mean, after us killing a big penalty, I mean, obviously, I mean, the plan went down the toilet.
Hey, you've got five or six forwards out right now. I know that's not an excuse, but
no, I mean, you're right. I mean, when you're missing five forward and they're part of our depth, I mean, it certainly affect us. But at the same time, it's not finding excuses. I mean, they play better than us tonight. These are a lot of credit for their performance. I thought they were sharp.
You come back next week at home. You got three games. Obviously, those are going to be key.
Yes. Well, they're all key games right now, but you're right. I mean, it'd be very important for us now to do a good job at home. I mean, in our last five games on the road, we picked up 7 points, which is 700 hockey in those games, which is good. Now we need to be better. I think there's only 8 teams in the league that play below 500, or 7 teams and play below 500 at home, and we're part of that. Then we have to play over 500 at home if we want to have a chance to come back in the playoff hunt.
Jerome had 2 goals tonight.
Yes.
What has his leadership meant to this team this year?
Well, I mean, he's... Tonight, I thought, I mean, it was an important goal. When he put the game at 1-1, put us back in the game, and after a tough start. But he's doing what we expected. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You guys are welcome.